From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Gunmen reportedly wearing Afghan police uniforms stormed a packed shrine for Shiite Muslims in Kabul late Tuesday, opening fire, killing at least 14 people and wounding more than 30 others. Officials and witnesses said a suicide bomber blew himself up as the assault began in the Kart-e-Sakai area of the capital city, while two others were shot and killed by security forces, ending an hours-long siege. So far, no group has claimed responsibility for the deadly attack. Monitors say Russian jet fighters on Tuesday resumed heavy bombing in rebel-held eastern districts of the war-shattered Syrian city of Aleppo, targeting two opposition hill neighborhoods, killing more than 20 people. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights called the onslaught the heaviest Russian bombardment since the government of President Bashar al-Assad announced last week would cut back on airstrikes. Moscow has repeatedly denied attacking civilians in Syria, insisting its sole aim is targeting terror groups in support of the Assad government. As the damage continues to mount from Syria's Russia-backed offensive in Aleppo, so does the political fallout from the failed ceasefire agreement. Russia's parliament is suspending an agreement with the United States for converting weapons-grade plutonium into fuel for nuclear power plants. Russia also ended a uranium research pact with the United States Department of Energy. The Kremlin says it will reinstate the programs if the West lifts its Ukraine relations related, that is, sanctions. NATO drops its presence in Europe to pre-2000 levels, and the U.S. Congress repeals an act that levels human rights sanctions on Russian officials. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump lashed out Tuesday at fellow Republicans for giving up on his campaign and focusing instead on House and Senate races. With Democrat Hillary Clinton enjoying a double-digit lead in one poll, she's getting some help from President Obama on the campaign trail, who told an audience in North Carolina that Trump is unlike the Republicans he faced in the two previous elections.
I never thought that those people were not honorable. I did not think that if they were in the Oval Office, that America would spin out of control. I didn't think that they couldn't represent us on the world stage. I just thought they represented a different political party and a different philosophy. But I'm being honest here, that is not the case with the current Republican nominee.
Experts are giving Hillary Clinton an 86% chance of winning the election. Top Republicans have seemingly conceded the presidential race to the Democrats. Meantime, Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta says the FBI is investigating the hack of his emails, which were posted by WikiLeaks. Podesta told reporters late Tuesday that the investigation is part of a wider FBI probe into the hacking of Democratic Party emails in which Russia is suspected. Podesta said Russia may be trying to influence the outcome of the U.S. presidential election to favor Republican Donald Trump, who has spoken of his admiration of President Vladimir Putin. And South Korean electronics company Samsung, says it will no longer manufacture its Galaxy Note 7 smartphone after numerous reports around the world of overheating. The company announced Tuesday it was shutting down production for good in the interest of consumer safety. Economist Max Wolf is with the Manhattan Venture Partners.
So certainly a sad moment. Samsung, with the Galaxy series, the Note series, invented the phablet, which is the large form factor smartphone, which has caught on like wildfire. Unfortunately for them, everyone makes them now, and everyone else is getting business that's leaving them.
Samsung announced earlier in the day that it was stopping all global sales and exchanges of the Galaxy Note 7 and advised all customers to stop using the device immediately. The South Korean firm sustained an 8% loss in its share price at the close of the stock market on Tuesday. And Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan Tuesday warned Iraq's prime minister that Turkish troops cannot be excluded from the military force preparing to do battle with the Islamic State extremists for the control of the city of Mosul. Relations between the two powers grew tense late last year after Turkey deployed troops to a largely Sunni area of Mosul to train locals in the fight against the Islamic State extremists. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. Join us for more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.